This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Former Donald Trump presidential campaign chairman Paul Manafort learned today he has about 7.5 years of prison ahead of him on his conspiracy conviction. We get a report from AP's Sagar Magani.
Manafort's been given a 3.5-year sentence after pleading guilty to 2 conspiracy charges in the Russia investigation. That's on top of the roughly 4 years he received last week in a separate case. Manafort said he was sorry for what he's done and pleaded for leniency from Judge Amy Berman Jackson. She gave him credit for it taking responsibility, but also lit into Manafort by questioning his remorse and said it's hard to overstate the amount of lies and fraud involved. Not long after the sentencing, Manafort was indicted on state charges in New York, seen as a strategy for preventing a presidential pardon. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Trump administration has adopted a wait-and-see attitude on what, if anything, to do about Boeing's 737 MAX 8 jetliners. Worldwide, those planes have been grounded. Canada has now joined that group of countries issuing bans. Here's VOA's Steve Herman.
Several U.S. senators are calling for the Federal Aviation Administration to order an immediate temporary grounding of the MAX 8 jet. Among them, Republican Senator Mitt Romney of Utah.
I think it makes sense to ground the aircraft until we have better information.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the U.S. government is in the early stages of its investigation into the jet's second crash in Ethiopia, which on Sunday killed all 157 people on board. President Trump on Twitter on Tuesday complained airplanes are becoming far too complex to fly, but he did not call for grounding the MAX 8, which has a unique computerized anti-stall system. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
This is VOA News. In the continuing Brexit saga, Parliament votes next on whether Britain should leave the European Union without agreeing on an exit plan. Lawmakers Tuesday overwhelmingly rejected the separation agreement Prime Minister Theresa May had negotiated with the EU. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma in London on what comes next.
Lawmakers will vote on whether to block Britain from leaving the EU without a deal on March 29, after again rejecting Prime Minister Theresa May's divorce deal. Meanwhile, EU nations are responding to the developments in Britain's Brexit crisis. Germany's economy minister says a decisive rejection of a no-deal Brexit by lawmakers could be a turning point and create hope for millions. While the EU's chief Brexit negotiator, Michel Barnier, says Britain must finally get its act together, as a chaotic no-deal departure from the bloc is little more than 2 weeks away. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Former British Prime Minister David Cameron, who set the Brexit process in motion, blames his own party for yesterday's vote to reject the divorce deal.
Obviously, what needs to happen next is to rule out no deal. That would be a disaster for our country, and to seek an extension.
Britain was scheduled to exit the EU on March 29th, but now that enters the realm of speculation. The United Nations has just released its Global Environment Outlook. It paints a dim picture of our environmental problems and how they interact with each other to make conditions more dangerous for all of us. Here is AP's Mike Hempen.
According to the report, air pollution kills 7 million people a year worldwide and costs about $5 trillion. Water pollution and its associated diseases kills another 1.4 million. Several scientists have praised the report. One calls it a dramatic warning for what needs to be done to prevent irreversible destruction of planetary life support systems.
That was AP correspondent Mike Hempen. In Australia, convicted child abuser Cardinal George Pell, a former senior advisor to Pope Francis, has been sentenced to 6 years in prison for abusing 2 altar boys. He is the most senior Catholic official to be convicted of such crimes. So far, no reaction from the Vatican, though it appears Pell may well be defrocked. Somalia is banning the use of 4 Soviet-era planes from its airspace. The government says there have been no accidents involving the Antonov aircraft, but claims there have been near misses. The Somali Civil Aviation Authority says there are no approved maintenance centers for Antonov repairs in East Africa. Further, it says the aircraft lacks an air traffic collision avoidance system and that its noise certification is unacceptable. Antonovs are used to carry both passengers and cargo, in many cases for humanitarian organizations in Africa. The U.N. Special Envoy for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, says the Trump administration will announce very significant sanctions on Venezuela later this week. Gene Randall, VOA News.